May the words that I speak reflect God's message of love to us all. Amen. It's a great privilege to be here this morning, and I would like to thank Guy for allowing me to address you about my passion for the work of Mothers Union. It's always a risky business for a vicar, having an unknown quantity speaking from the pulpit. So thank you, Guy, for taking the risk. I think you know about me because I'm on the notice sheet, etc. But just to say that I became a Mothers Union member in 1982 and have been fortunate enough to hold office both at a diocesan and national level. And I'm very grateful for that, because it has helped to enthuse me even more about the values of this organisation, this worldwide organisation. And I'm currently the branch leader of St Peter and Paul's Church at Hellinglie in Hailsham, where we have a membership of 53. I was invited here today to promote the Mothers Union, but I can't do that without referring to Scripture, because the Mothers Union is rooted in the Christian faith. And one of the questions we are asked at our admission service is, will you continue to plan your life to include prayer and Bible reading and worship in church? When I was studying the readings for today, I thought there seemed to be a connection to our modern Mothers Union and a message to us to take away and consider. And there are a few points that struck me. In the Gospel reading, we have the appearance of John the Baptist, a prophet of New Testament time. The Old Testament prophets seem to have gone quiet, and then along comes this strange-looking man, straight from the desert, in clothes made of camel hair, and living on a diet of locusts and honey. However, he certainly had something about him that drew the crowds. And soon people were coming from miles around to hear him preach. He didn't pull any punches with his messages, but along with the warnings, he seemed to be setting the people a challenge to be and do something they didn't know they could. That is, if they spent time listening to God and following his way, as he had done in the desert. That time in the desert was John's preparation with God, which gave him the strength and the passion to go out and spread the message of the kingdom of heaven coming to earth in the form of Jesus. John the Baptist was infectious, and many came to be baptized. I'd like us to remember the word passion and the phrase, a challenge to be and do something you didn't know you could. The passage from Romans is telling us to accept one another as Christ has accepted us. And at the end of that reading, we have that lovely verse. May God, the source of all hope, fill you with all joy and peace by means of your faith in him, so that your hope will continue to grow by the power of the Holy Spirit. Again, can we remember, accept one another and the word hope? The Old Testament reading from Isaiah is a passage that I've always thought presents a wonderful picture of what seems to us, in human terms, the impossible. Whoever could imagine wolves and sheep living together in peace? Or a baby playing safely in a snake pit? In my Good News Bible, this passage from Isaiah is headed, The Peaceful Kingdom, and is full of prophecies about Jesus and the qualities he will bring to his people and what we can learn from him. And I believe this passage is a message to us to strive to be an example and to make our endeavours towards a more peaceful world and balanced world count for something, and not just sit back and say, what difference could we make? And maybe this is where my passion for Mothers Union comes in. It may be an organisation that started in 1876, but it has most definitely progressed into the 21st century. To dispel some old myths, which sadly still remain amongst some of our members even, we can open to anyone at all, who is concerned about marriage and family life in all its shapes and sizes, and who want to support any issues involving any aspect of family life and see relationships flourish. You do not need to be married or have children. You can be male or female, and it doesn't matter if you are divorced. Nor do you have to attend meetings all the time to make your membership count. And we also, believe it or not, do far more than just make the tea at events. As a member, you would be supporting a worldwide organization currently with 4 million members in over 80 countries. As a Christian mission charity, we seek to support families of all kinds wherever we work in the world. We see that the need to support families is greater than ever. The 4 million members share a vision to bring about a world where God's love is shown through loving, respectful, and flourishing relationships. Through programs, campaigning, community outreach, and prayer, Mothers Union promotes stable family life. We tackle the most urgent needs facing communities, and we undertake projects that foster strong families, protect children, and result in cohesive, independent communities. Members are driven by their faith, but work with peoples of all faiths and none. Now, those last few sentences were quotes from our leaflet called Mothers Union Is, and there is a stand at the back. Please do take anything that you feel you might find interesting before you leave. Throughout our work, prayer sustains and strengthens us, and a wave of prayer goes around the world as members pray every day at midday, wherever they are, for the people and the work of the Mothers Union, and for international issues affecting families. We have a booklet called Families Worldwide, detailing each week the countries we are praying for and for their needs. This week we are particularly praying for our members in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. Mothers Union has its own prayer, its own diary, and lots of resources. Our headquarters is at Mary Sumner House in Tufton Street in Westminster, called Mary Sumner House after our founder, who started the organisation when she was a grandmother and was concerned that children across all classes of society should be brought up in the Christian faith, and that parents needed help and guidance to fulfil this mission. As I mentioned earlier, that was in 1876, so where are we now in 2013? Well, we certainly have the same values, and many, if not more, of the same concerns and fears in respect of family life. We do, though, have far better access for communication than was available in 1876, and modern Mothers Union uses them all. The majority of written correspondence is passed on by email. Then we have the central website and the Chichester Diocesan Mothers Union website for information, and then chats, etc., on Facebook and Twitter. So in practical terms, what sort of things do we do to fulfil our mission? And rather than reel off a bland list, I will share with you a few examples. In 2000, a literacy and numeracy project was started in Burundi, Malawi, and the Sudan. Trainers went out from England and trained area facilitators, who then trained people in their own communities. The program has been one of the most successful undertaken by Mothers Union and is still running, and has transformed lives. In the early years, we used to read stories of illiterate women being abused by their husbands and treated as second-class citizens. Then, after the women had completed the course or the program, their lives began to change and to develop. They could read. They could work out their money in the marketplace. They gained the respect of their husbands, and marriages were repaired. Women started small businesses and communities were transformed. And at the same time, a parenting program was started in this country. Yes, many of us had been working with parents' issues and parenting programs before that, but in the modern world, Mothers Union realized that we need to be more professional about working with the public. So potential parenting facilitators took part in an accredited training scheme run by the London Open College Network. And at the time, the Chichester Diocese led the way in this project. And several of us completed that course, including myself. Speaking personally, it has been a huge privilege to work with groups of parents who join these support programs, which is now called Passionate About Parenting. The groups can be held in churches, schools, people's homes, halls, and even prisons. And I was involved in several relationship stroke parenting programs in Lewis Prison. And they were some of the most moving and emotional experiences of my work with Mothers Union. In August 2010, the Bye Bye Childhood campaign was launched. And David Cameron had commissioned our Mothers Union Chief Executive, Reg Bailey, to chair a review of the commercialization and sexualization of children. The campaign is ongoing and can be found on the Mothers Union website. And I believe Reg Bailey has recently been to France to speak on this. There is currently a call for us to support a 16-day activism against gender violence, so we are often involved in wider issues of social policy. And all those issues can be found under a Faith and Policy Watch on the website. We now have a national project called Inspired, which has its own website, sharing information about individual ideas taking place across the country. The range is amazing. One's called the Granny Wagon. I really like that. Where members serve hot drinks and packaged snacks from the boot of their car in a play area on a Friday night to teenagers who gather there. I think they have some amazing conversations with them too. Another is called Break Time, which is a joint Mothers Union and a Residents Association project in a parish hall, serving free food and drinks to school children during their lunch break. And then there's tea and cake at Great Ormond Street Hospital to parents who are living there for a time while their children are in hospital. And this idea is now being developed in this diocese. Nearer home, we have many ways of giving hope and support to those in need. We own a caravan at Winchelsea Beach, where families in need can have a holiday. Referrals can be made by church leaders, social services, or privately. And there is the Eastbourne Contact Centre, where an estranged parent is able to meet up and spend precious time with their children under supervision in a safe and untroubled environment. If you would like to know more of that, my Mothers Union friend down the bottom here, Val, is actually one of the volunteers at the centre. She knows all. We're also involved in marriage preparation under the Loving for Life scheme. And of course, many of us help in play groups, toddler groups, and I gather here some members are involved in your Kairos services for young families. The list goes on, but I cannot. So to finish then, I would just like to take you back to the words and phrases that I asked you to remember. Passion. A challenge to be and do something you didn't know you could. Accept one another. And hope. I believe Mothers Union has and still does help us to achieve these things. It certainly gave me the passion to spread the Christian faith through its ideals and projects. It certainly enabled me to do many things I never thought I could. I'm here today in this pulpit. And it taught me to try to accept others who may see things differently to me. And it has given me hope for the future and the belief that all is possible through our faith in God. Amen.